John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Sunday night, he is filming a special at Helium Comedy Club, and you can get tickets by going to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us for the first time, Brian Scolaro is here. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. Can't wait to do Helium, man. I'm taping a special. Nobody knows who I am. So you better come. It's just going to be me and tables. I want some people at those tables.
Speaking of you and tables, I have noticed that when you do comedy shows, if anybody is eating, especially French fries, in the front row, you just step in and grab some.
Yeah, why not? But like, you come see a fat guy, he's going to eat your food. You know what I mean? So while I'm performing, I'll just grab some onion rings. I'll just keep talking. It's great because usually they don't know where my hand has been. I know, but they don't know. So usually they'll just give me the whole basket of onion rings and I'll finish it off myself.
Well, Philly is a great food town. I mean, have you played Philly before? Is this your first? I know it's your first time at Helium, but have you played Philly before?
I've played Philly a couple times. My first time in Helium. Yeah, I love Philadelphia. It's great because I lived in L.A. for 21 years. I was the fattest guy in the whole city. I come to Philadelphia, I'm like a 10. I'm like a 10 here. You know what I mean? It's L.A. There's four fat guys. I saw four fat guys in L.A., and two of them were my reflection in the store windows when I went by. I love Philly. The cheesesteaks, man, you can't beat the cheesesteaks, my God.
So you're coming for the food.
That's it, yeah. I might not even do the show. I might just eat the people's onion rings and leave. And maybe fart a few times.
As long as you spent all this time in L.A., and now you're coming to Philly, all right, you know, you weren't the thin guy there. Were you the ladies' man in L.A.? It must be easier for you to be a ladies' man in L.A., isn't it? I mean, there's beautiful women everywhere.
There's beautiful women everywhere, and I don't know if you know this, they're all sluts, and if you can afford one bag of cocaine, you're a god. You know what I mean? Out there, I fit a niche. A fat Italian from New York. In L.A., there's only like four of me. So you know, if a girl has that fetish, if a girl has like a Fred Flintstone fetish with a nasty mouth, I fit it. But in New York, there's a million of me like on this block. I'll never get laid again. Ever. You know what I mean? I'm not even out to get laid anymore. I just want to know their names so I can look at them on Facebook and touch myself. That's it. It's like, I don't really want to, I don't want to date you. Just tell me your name. It's hard because you got to crop out their kids, you know? Sorry. All right. That's horrible.
Dating must be difficult for you right now because you said you've recently moved back to New York. Your mother is living with you, or are you living with your mother?
My mother's living with me because she's getting older. She's getting older, and somebody had to take care of her. So I've been in LA for 21 years, you know. So what girl's going to come over here and be like, hey, let's go to bed? Well, I can't. My mother just fell down the stairs. I don't know if we... how unromantic is that? You know what I mean? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Every woman wants to be my friend anyway. They don't want to date me. They just want to be my friend. Uh-huh. When they want to be my friend, I'm like, okay, can you give me a ride to the airport tomorrow? Will you help me move? Can I borrow $500 for a hooker? I thought you said we were friends. I like that joke. Nobody else likes it. But I dug it.
Was it hard for you to adapt being back in New York?
No, I come back every year and play the Comedy Cellar and, you know, Comic Strip in Gotham. So right. I come back every year. I'm going to miss the acting in L.A. I did a lot of acting. I did Mad Men and Dexter and Grey's Anatomy and A Million Little Things and Abbott Elementary. I just shot a new episode of Night Court. This Night Court's coming back. I just shot an episode of that.
Oh, wow.
And then I moved to New York, and I moved to New York, and it's going to be, what is it? Law and Order, SVU, Law and Order, SUV, Law and Order, HIV. It's all, I'm going to do those, and then what? How many times am I going to play a fat guy in an interrogation room who's scared of the female cop? You know what I mean? Like, everybody plays fat guys to be stupid on TV or cowardly. How is that possible? We're always an idiot. You can't make fun of anybody else. Every group has rights but fat people. You notice that? We need a leader. We need a Martin Luther, Burger King Jr., or an LGBT community. We need somebody how they treat fat people on TV. I miss the old days with John Candy and Michael Battalucci, where you can be fat and it never comes up that you're fat. That's what I want to happen on TV again.
Hey, we still got Billy Gardell.
I love Billy. I love Billy. But the only part he said is playing a fat guy. You know, he didn't want that part. He didn't want that part because it was fat.
Really?
And his manager was like, have you looked at yourself? Have you looked in the mirror? Have you looked in the mirror? You're not Batman, you know? I do a TV show, and like four episodes in, they're like, all right, you got to take your shirt off. Like, well, I quit because I'm not taking my shirt off. On TV. I'm not even allowed to in five states to take my shirt off. it's really bad down there. It's so bad. What I don't understand are the pockets of fat that appear on the inside of your thighs. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, there's pockets of fat on the inside of my thighs. They make my penis look smaller, but it's not smaller. It's just that my legs are fatter. You know what I'm saying? I have to explain that every time before sex. Doesn't honey mustard sound like a fat stripper? Please welcome to the stage, honey mustard. She just eats your wings.
Brian Scolaro is appearing Sunday night at Helium. He's filming his special. You should be there for it. It will be lots of fun. HeliumComedy.com is where you get tickets, or 215-496-9001. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for taking the time. Good luck with this taping.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan. It was an honor to be here. You take care. Thank you.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.